Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There he is, Mark Cabali, taking his seat at the podium. It's time for one of my favorite times of the week. Yes, it's time for the big boy, Mark Cabali. There he is. What do you got going on there? What is the dry, wet, and then what? Dry, repeat.
You don't want to know.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have even asked.
I think he's talking about wings, right?
No, I'm
you
talking
don't even
about.
You want to know limits. I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't. It's how you're supposed to use dude wipes.
Oh my God!
You get it?
You had to ask him a follow up, didn't you?
You're the one that asked.
You didn't have to take it that direction.
Well, you've asked for the truth. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We have the big boy. Go to our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing, and the numbers are skyrocketing. In fact, when I think of our Marconi celebration Monday, I think Cabali won it for us.
I agree, and I think he should be the one that has the champagne that is, celebrating in the locker room.
I'm going to assume you're coming to the party, yes?
I don't know. Am I invited? I didn't get no invite.
Everybody's invited. Yes, of course you are. It's Monday, November 17th. We celebrate winning the Marconi, and this wouldn't be possible without you, the listener, or you, Mark Cabali, and the fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass, hang out with your favorite hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. That's the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday night. What time does that start, Limits? Can you get me a start time, please?
Yes, I can.
You should go there. I think you're almost required to go there.
Joe, I think you guys would be quite fine of winning a Marconi with or without me. I'm guessing without me would have been the same result.
You're wrong, and it's because of this kind of content that you delivered, I believe, Monday morning or yesterday with the Crowley Show. Do we have this clip, Limits?
Content. I mean, whether you think he deserves to be fired or not deserve to be fired, moved on, tired of it, you're having one of your biggest events of your city, your organization, with the draft coming here in April, and you're going to be just wrapping up or just have a new coach. Do you think that Art Rooney wants to do that with a guy?
Okay, now wait a second.
19 years and a guy that's been still has under contract until the 2027 season.
Of all the answers you could have given, of all the answers you could have given, that I did not see that one coming.
Neither did I, but I was very fascinated by it. Let's elaborate on it a little. Obviously, we're talking Mike Tomlin. And you're saying, here's what I heard you say, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Mark, is that even if Art was inclined to make a move, the fact that the draft is here would keep him from doing that because he wouldn't want to deal with the national perhaps backlash of making that. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, first of all, I think there's a less than 1% chance he even gets to that point where he's even considering it. So a lot more than losing to the Chargers in L.A. would have to happen for him to even consider that. But if it gets to the point where it's like
– Well, how about a ninth straight year without coming close to a playoff win?
I don't think that matters.
To him. I think – To him, yeah.
No, I don't think it matters to him. He's the one that makes choices, decisions here. I think the realistic of it is partly is because of the draft. I mean, you don't want to have that hanging over your head or the black eye, so to speak. And the contract, which is probably bigger than anything. He's signed through the 2027 season, I believe. So if everything hits the fan totally, I still think he gets an absolute free pass all of next year as well. Then maybe after the 26th season, if things don't get better, then maybe that's when you make the move.
If he wanted to turn the draft into one of the biggest celebrations ever, then Tomlin will be traded to the Giants. They'll have the number 3 pick and a new coach, right? Do you really think, by the way, that he would get absolutely, because the PM guys thought this yesterday, if the Steelers either don't make the playoffs or lose for a ninth straight time and aren't even competitive in the first round, do you really feel like national media would get all over him and rip him and this would become some kind of debacle? Because I sense people like Rich Eisen clearly changing their minds about Tomlin. I think people would, for the most part, totally get it.
I think they're becoming more aware of it nationally. That I don't think they would be quite ready to, you know, send the dogs after him, you know, say, go for it, cut him, get rid of him, fire him. I don't think they're at that point. The Steelers fans have been at that point for a number of years now. So no matter what he does, it's not right. So a little thing like, maybe it's not a little thing, but losing to the Chargers the way they did will set them off. I think nationally they're finally saying, okay, let's take a closer look at this now. What's really going on here? Which would lead me to believe that they still wouldn't be calling for his job if it ends in a total debacle.
But what would Art be afraid of at the draft or before the draft? Like what is there to fear that would happen at the draft if he moved on
bad
from
publicity.
Tomlin? Bad publicity from who?
Bad publicity from the Oregon, from the NFL, from the fans, from the country, from the entire, you know, just the whole NFL in general. They don't operate their organization like that. They don't want to be the guys that be knee-jerk reaction. And maybe you're saying it's not knee-jerk reaction, but maybe nationally you don't want to bring that type of attention to your team, especially if a guy that's going, once again, is – I never use this. I don't even know why I want to use this. Never had the losing season, right?
Yeah.
Never. I don't think I've ever used that one because it's stupid. To be able to fire him where there's still a great number of people outside of Pittsburgh saying, this guy's one of the best coaches in the world.
Yeah. Well, they said the same things about Belichick and Andy Reid and Tony Dungy and the list goes on. Pete Carroll. People who have been pushed out of jobs who had great accomplishments. To me, I think I don't believe that. We can agree to disagree there. Mm-hmm. I think actually we've reached the point where if he did move on from Mike Tomlin, and especially if Tomlin waived his no trade clause and they made a trade with the Giants and got the number 3 pick, I think people would widely be praising Art and saying things like, you know what? It had probably just run its course with Mike Tomlin. They haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. Understand. I think it's a very easy explanation as for why Art would have moved on, and not just moved on, but set up the draft to be even bigger than, way bigger than it already is. I don't think there would be a negative backlash there. I really don't.
I think in his eyes there would be.
Yeah. Well, we can agree on that. Yeah.
Well, I just don't think that they just don't want to go down that path. And honestly, Joe, what are we talking about here? You know darn well they're winning the next 2 games to go to 7-4, and everything's going to be fine again until Buffalo boat races them in 3 weeks, right? Then it's back to fire Tomlin. Then they beat Baltimore. Then they lose a couple more games. It's just a never-ending cycle of up and down when it wants to fire him. I mean, we haven't heard firing him I mean, for the most of the season until they got up to the Colts game. Then it was fire the Colts. They beat the Colts. Then here we go again. I think that they'll be, unfortunately, a 9-8 team by the end of the season. That's just, we need a tweak here, a tweak there, and let's go at it, have at it again.
All right. Well, let's move on. Mark Cabali is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Mark Cabali Report is brought to you by IC Light. What is your concern level with, this is pretty much the same thing Aaron Rodgers, or Mike Tomlin got asked. What's your concern level with Aaron Rodgers based on that last performance, given the fact that he's 41 years old?
Nah, or just about? I don't have any concern right now. I think he has to put together a couple of those before you get worried. Because he's, I mean, all of us were sitting here last week, 2 weeks ago, talking about how he was the MVP of this team, MVP of this offense, and they wouldn't be anywhere near where they're at right now. He had an awful game. Maybe, arguably, top five worst games of his career in the Chargers. Things like that tend to happen from time to time. Let's see how he bounces back from that. So I don't think there's any sort of an issue right now. Now, can it get to that point if you have two or three more of these? Sure, but I don't see any. I mean, it was ugly. I mean, I can't even begin to sugarcoat it, man. It was bad throws, bad decisions. He didn't get any help around him. It was just not a good performance put on by him, but let's see how he rebounds from it. He's a guy that's been in the league 20 years. I think he's been known to bounce back from time to time again. Let's just wait and see with him. That's where I'm at with him.
Me too, but he's actually going to be 42 here in 17 days, and I think when you reach this stage of your career, when you have a performance that alarming, you start to wonder, because he's not all – there's going to come a day when he doesn't bounce back anymore. There will come that day. And at 42, practically, are we here? I at least wonder, but I'm with you. I do give him a pass for that game, and I wonder if he that was 1 foot off the cliff there, you know, because sometimes it happens that way.
You know how they said in that Moneyball quote in the movie, all of us are told we can't play. Some of us tell us when we're 18, and somebody tells us when they're 42, but they always tell us.
Yeah, and that's what I wonder about, but I tend to think, you know, that the arm strength and all of that is still there, but I wonder about the willingness to stand in there and take a beating. That was the first time it really showed to me, Mark, that, and it's understandable, like, you know, like an old boxer, I don't know if I want to take that hit anymore. That's the first time I saw that. Did you?
Yeah, but he really hasn't been hit hard all season either. I mean, I don't recall too many times where he's really got popped at all. So that's kind of surprising. I mean, I think he's at the point of his career where, I mean, I'm not breaking any news here, but I think he needs to be surrounded by more talent than he has right now. I don't think he's able to will himself to victory just on the strength of his arm and his head. I think he needs help around him, and I don't think they've set him up, or at least those guys.
Well, they should have made a trade
Sunday
then. We talked about that last week, and you didn't.
They said
you were okay. Oh, they tried.
I tried
to marry Jennifer Aniston. It didn't work.
Well, because she said no, just sort of like the Dolphins, right? And when did Jacoby Myers turn into Jerry Rice? Yeah. What did Jacoby Myers do this week? 3 for 30? 3 for 27?
Yeah, but you know there's more to those stories than are told. Would DK Metcalf, might Jacoby Myers' role have been simply to open up more space for DK Metcalf? Maybe that's not reflected in Jacoby's numbers, but his presence maybe changes things there.
You know, this is what I don't understand, Joe. We talk about TJ Watt getting paid $41 million. You're like, I don't care if he's double teamed or triple teamed. His job, getting paid that much money, is to go get the quarterback. Why shouldn't that apply to DK Metcalf?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If he's bracketed and making $35 million bucks, shouldn't he just go make a play then?
Yes, yes, he should. But a separate topic, and you just said it, is does Aaron Rodgers need help? More help? Yes, he does, and yes, he did. Okay, so
I think he has help though. He has help.
They're you just said he needs it. More. Oh, he should use it more. Okay.
Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth need to be a part of this offense more than just 20% of the snaps and, you know, 2 targets a game.
Are we sure that Smitty is any good here? I get my Smitty's confused. Arthur, Jonnu, and Kevin Smith are the 3 Smiths that I know. I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know. That's where you have a huge advantage, I believe. That's where your talent is. If you want to talk about receivers 2 and 3, Jonnu, Freiermuth are those guys, even though I still am a big Calvin Austin.
Do you think anybody's worried about Jonnu Smith damaging them? Any defense is worried about that?
Not now. They're not using him, so no.
Oh, here's the other thing I want.
He had 85 catches last year.
Yeah, I know. Playing in an offense where you have an extremely accurate, well, I guess you do here in some ways too. But you're right. He was featured more in that offense. You're right.
You need to feature those tight ends if you want some. That's where I think they need to go. Feature the tight ends. I said about 3 weeks ago, move Jalen Ramsey to safety full time. And Tara Austin must have been listening to me. Not really. Feature these tight ends. They need to be out there and taking advantage of their skills, and I don't think they are.
Now, riddle me this. You mentioned Omar. It seems to me he has something of an agenda to get out there that he really tried to get help. Am I right about that or wrong about that?
I don't think of agenda. I think that the facts are facts, right? The facts of the matter is that they really tried to go out there and acquire a wide receiver, and they were turning over a bunch of different stones. It just didn't happen. It just didn't work.
It just doesn't magically not happen. Make it happen.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Just like I said,
up your offer.
You can say, you just said, hey, I never went out with Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, there's a reason why, because she said no.
Maybe that was a bad analogy. Listen, I could use that some other analogies where I have to do something, you know, in a work or home situation. I just have to get it done. And there's no excuses not to, because without it, things are going to fall apart. He needed to, plus he had way more than the deadline to get this done. He's been trying to get and he traded George Pickens, and I was on board with that for a long time. And now, given the lack of activity, maybe they should have just kept Pickens. Maybe they should have.
I don't think that's was possible. I think that was out of his hands, is in the fact it was in the players' hands at that point. The players were done with him. Key players were done with him.
Good. Who cares what the players think? What key players? Wow. What have they won around here? Why should they be part of the decision process at all?
They were not happy with the way he conducted himself, and it was just time. And would they get a third rounder for him?
Well, I hope they're happy with the way that Calvin Austin conducted himself Sunday night.
Well, he struggled. Everybody has a bad game. You ever write a bad story, Joe? Yeah. Of course you did. You read it and you look at it like, boy, this stinks. But the next one is a great one.
Oh, yeah. How many great ones has he written?
I still think he's a very solid.
Does Omar want it out there? Has he made it clear to you and others exactly what he did to try to get? Did he step out of normal Steeler GM character in the middle of a season to make it clear to the media that he tried here?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
You got sources of people telling you stuff.
All right.
And there's no reason why I wouldn't believe it.
Okay. I mean, my answer to that, however, is, again, he's had a long time to get a second receiver in here. He traded one, which I stood up for at the time. And he's failed. He's failed. You know, I'm not, and at some point, I'm not interested in the details. It's deliver the baby. He has failed to deliver
honestly,
the baby.
If you look, if there's two receivers out there that decided to be pulled off the market, and it could have happened in Jacksonville and could have happened in Miami. If you're pulling them off the market, there's nothing you can do to get them back, right? I mean, I guess you can complain about Jacoby Myers, but if Jacoby Myers wants to go to Jacksonville because he has a better chance of getting more receptions, he can make more money
next
year.
Wait. Did he have a no-trade clause or a no-movement clause?
For who?
Jacoby Myers?
No, they just did him a solid.
Okay, like, they did him a solid. That was nice of them. Well, why didn't the Steelers up their offer?
I mean, at what point do you want to pay for a two-month rental, right?
Yeah, right.
How much is
in a wide-open AFC, probably more than what the other guys paid.
Save Waddle. Waddle at least had 2 years left on his contract.
Good, then
this
go
year,
get him.
Two more. Yeah, but then until the interim GM said, boy, this might look bad. I better not do this.
All right, then poor Omar. He's tried his best for a year and a half and 2 years. He can't come up with a wide receiver. I guess he tried, but he can't come up with one.
He did not sit there and say, yeah, we're good. Good.
I know, he tried. God bless him for that.
Tried hard.
Limits, do you want to step into this fray?
Maybe his reputation hurt him. Maybe if
What's his reputation?
He ripped off the Bears. Everybody rips off the Bears.
He's also brought in Patrick Peterson and Darius Slay and God only knows who else. Not everything the guy does is magical. His team still hasn't won a playoff game in a decade.
It's the analogy that Joe likes to make. My house is not for sale, but if someone says, here's $1 million, now my house is for sale. Why can't they just have offered a higher draft pick if they really – I think that they did, Kabali.
Allen Robinson he brought in from the AP.
I think that they do care about these draft picks so much for the upcoming draft. Yeah. You're talking about they don't want to get rid of Tomlin because of the draft. They don't want to trade for a wide receiver, too, because they don't want to give up picks for the draft. They are focusing everything more so on the draft than the current season, at least in my mind.
Settle down there, Limits. By the way, did Urban Myers...
Urban Meyer was lying. The obit on the
Steelers season will be Omar tried.
He tried, guys.
Omar tried.
It'll be a picture of Omar looking off into the sunset. Well, guys,
no, but go
we
after,
sure tried.
Go after Limits. I interrupted you, please.
He's going to say it. I mean, Urban Meyer, did he try to get the Penn State job? Yeah.
He thinks
Urban Meyer.
Hey. What do they say? What's that term I'm trying to think of here about that? Yeah, have that same energy when it comes to Penn State. Their Limits.
I always do. Urban Meyer.
He thinks Drew Aller is going to save the franchise, big boy.
No, I said they should pick him in the third round. Yeah, he's big boy. Thinks he's still going in the first round.
I think he might be the first quarterback taken.
Uh huh.
What?
Yes.
I think Mendoza will be taken ahead of him. But
Steelers don't need him. They got Will Howard back on the roster right now.
Oh, jeez.
You were right about that one, big boy, and I stood up for you when you argued with Crowley that the least they can do is let Howard do something instead of burying him.
Yeah, now he's on the active roster. He's two plays away from start playing.
By the way, Crowley came in here sick now 2 days in a row with no regard for his fellow employees.
And I told him he should use a hanky, and he didn't appreciate that. Are you a hanky guy or are you a Kleenex guy?
Who just texted you, Omar?
Bad Napoleon.
Who's that?
Some guy on like Twitter to act like he's Napoleon Dynamite.
Not exactly a bastion of sanity out there in the Twitter world, is it, Limits?
Oh, no. There's a lot of fun to be had on that site.
A man acting.
Limits gets really upset.
Well, yeah, because you come after me at least twice a week now on Twitter.
You have gone after him a lot.
He does his Pirates nonsense last night.
Pirates nonsense?
What did he do?
So basically, Ken Rosenthal said that the Pirates are supposedly telling teams that they were willing to spend more money. So I literally legitimately just said, Ken Rosenthal is reporting that the Pirates are telling teams they want to spend more money. And here comes Mark acting like I think that they're going to spend $200 million in the offseason.
No, didn't you quote tweet somebody else on top of that?
Yeah, I think it was Robert Murray that also like doubled down on it.
Why would the Pirates tell teams they want to spend more money?
Well, because there's a notion out there that the Pirates don't spend any money. It's a true one.
Well, but
maybe they're trying to change narratives.
Why forecast that? Hey, everybody, we're going to spend more money this offseason?
It's probably just trying to get good PR.
And Limits is giving it to him.
All right, big boy.
Doesn't mean I believe it, big boy.
Let's get
Doesn't mean I believe them. Just saying what they're saying.
Who do you love more, Penn State or the Pirates, Limits?
The way you say Limits is very contemptuous, and I like it.
He's trying to pick a fight.
Well, answer his question.
I'd have to think about it. I'll let you know at 1:59.
All right, Mark.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The big boy, Mark Cabali, is on our YouTube channel right now. He's on camera, also on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Mark Cabali brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. December 1st is the deadline for holiday apparel orders at KeystoneCustomApparel.com. We're also coming up on the 50-minute mark here, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. All right, Mark, let's start with this. Somebody asked me this week on my intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag if to give a grade on TJ Watt for the season. They flashed a graphic the other night. He's been chipped more than any other edge rusher in the league. Now, that's different to being double and triple teamed. There are guys who face that more often than him. But he gets chipped a lot under the circumstances and given his salary and everything else. What grade would you give this guy so far on a career low since his rookie year if he finishes with 11 sacks, which he's on pace for?
I would say probably about C+.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good I would have died for C+ in high school, but I think he's getting better as the season's going on. Those chips are not easy to deal with. Sometimes those are harder than actually the double teams because sometimes you're not expecting them, and it slows you down just a little bit. And it's going to be hard to get the Flacco this week again because I would anticipate him doing the same exact stuff as he did last week or last time they played him and getting rid of the ball in the 2.3 seconds. I think he's leads the league in that type of stuff. So it's like a transitional period with edge rushers now with this quick passing game here. It's hard to get to the quarterback, but he could be better. And I think he's gotten better, but he needs one of those monster games. And I don't think we've seen that from him yet.
Do you point more to Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson in the last game against the run or more so to Derek Carmen and Keanu Benton?
Well, you always want to start with the defensive line. They shouldn't even have to get to the linebackers at that point. But the problem with this team defensively, at least in the front seven or the middle of the front seven, is has been their tackling. I mean, I think they're second in the league in missed tackles, 80-some-odd tackles missed this year, which is ridiculous. Joe, who's the only team that's worse at tackling the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL?
It's got to be the Buffalo Bills.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
They're not even close. So you're going to see a lot of missed tackles here Sunday. So
I would think.
I think Queen's been struggling with the tackles. He was good early on, but he struggled recently here. And it just seems like pop up all the time here. And that's what allows that run game to get going. So I blame more, honestly. If you get those linebackers free, they make tackles. When you have somebody in their face, they're not going to make tackles.
Hi, Bob. Welcome back. You missed a big blowout between Limits and Cabali. I'm sorry that you missed it.
Well, give me the highlights real quick, and then you can continue your conversation. How are you, Mark?
Hey, it's part-time pump. We were part-time stuff.
Oh, he takes an immediate shot at you,
immediate,
Bob.
Immediate. I mean, okay. This is the way it was set up. What am I supposed to do? I work every night. It's impossible to do every day here.
Bob, you got to stay off of Twitter at 3 a.m. tweeting live NBA action.
I know. I can't help myself. Did you see Wembanyama last night? The rebounds? Unbelievable, Mark. You should stay up with me. In fact, I may text you tonight at 3 in the morning.
You should.
I'll probably be up.
You know, they just went back and forth on Drew Aller. And then apparently, Limits, you made a mistake. You said that the Pirates were telling other teams they're going to spend
more. Yeah, it was agents.
They're telling agents
that they're planning on trying to spend more at
least. Hey, everybody, we're going to pay your players.
But we went 2
year.
For 1. How much? Did they indicate how much? Because that's the bigger thing.
Hey, who knows, Bob? It might be another $1,000 more. It might be another $1 million more. We don't know.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Cloudy today with a high of Bob, Tyler Kennedy.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy, Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Low of 36, the bus. Jerome Bettis. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob, why don't you ask the big boy a question and see if you repeat one of our questions or not? That should be interesting.
Go ahead.
Will Jalen Warren get more carries? Because we all believe he should, especially on third down when he wasn't on the field at all.
Yeah, will he be in there on third downs? He's their best player, I think.
I'm not too concerned about third downs. Honestly, for me, if you had to choose between third downs or getting him more than 14 carries a game, I would choose more than 14 carries.
But some of them should be on
third down, right? They're 26th in the league in third down conversions. Maybe they should change the personnel there.
Yeah, I would say you could switch it up and put him in there from time to time, but I wouldn't exclusively make him a third down back. I think Gainwell's proven that he can provide a different type of option to Rodgers in the offense, but I want to see Jalen Warren run between the tackles. I want to see him run over people, and when he gets to the fourth quarter, the business decision has to be made. because that guy's a monster. And all of a sudden, that 8-yard game turns into a 45-yard game. That's what I'd be more worried about than, you know, a third down blitz pickup or a dump off to him. But he should be on the field at least once or twice during a third down. I think, right?
Were you surprised that Caleb Johnson was in the game when he was last week?
Yes.
For his only carries? That was weird to me.
That must have been predetermined. It had to be.
Like Broderick Jones in Denver.
Third series?
Yeah, something like that.
And the field position of all things.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was like them forcing Broderick Jones into that Denver game last year. Remember that disaster, Bob?
What do you have, like three straight penalties or something crazy like that? But what was that, third maybe series, fourth series? I don't know. They must have said during the third series, we're getting you in here. And it just happened to be inside their own five because that was an interesting determination of when to put him in there. Although he did all right, I guess.
I had a very astute observer, at least I think he is, ask me a question mark. I want to get your opinion on this, on how the corners play receivers or all their coverage guys. He said McConkey, for example, they never got up right on him and tried to disrupt him at the line of scrimmage. Like, too often the Steelers give people space off the line without trying to disrupt them. Is that a fair criticism or critique or no?
Yeah, I thought that was going to change more this year with some of the press man cover corners that they got. But I think they're more afraid of getting that big chunk play down the field. Say, you know, the pressure doesn't get to him on time, then he can get that 40, 50-yard gain. They would much rather think that they can – a team's not going to be able to go 10, 12 plays in chunks and not make a mistake than have to punt. So I think there's like a happy medium there. I would like to see him, especially this week, you know, Ja'Marr Chase pretty much ate your lunch all last month, right? Something has to change. If he's going to beat you for an 80-yard touchdown, so be it. I'm getting tired of these, you know, 14, 15 completion games, 25 targets to a guy because he's wide open 6 yards down the field. 6 yards at a clip is pretty significant.
I agree. And if you have the pass rush you think you have and that they sometimes have had, isn't it just logical that let's give our guys an extra split second to get there by disrupting them at the line and, like you said, not letting them just play pitch and catch? It just makes sense.
That was the whole plan from once they got Jalen Ramsey. They weren't going to be able to do the pitch and catch. They were going to be able to play the press man. They weren't going to be able to do this, you know, smoke and mirrors game where they were just dropping into zone afterwards and Burrow picking them apart. It just hasn't turned out that way because they might have overvalued their players or the players weren't playing up to the level right now. But I think the big thing is I don't think they want to give up the big play. And if one thing happens, if you don't get to the quarterback, you can give up a big play really quickly.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me, you got to pick your poison on how you want to do this with this team.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't kind of be in the middle.
It didn't work last time.
Well, yeah. But the last couple of games, they've put in pressure on quarterback much more. I think in this case, Flacco, when he does make mistakes, it's always under pressure. I mean, if you give him time, he's like a surgeon back there. And there are too many other options, too. You'd be so concerned with the two guys we always talk about, but there are other guys on that team who made plays in that last game as well. So the best thing to do, Mark, is to hold the ball as much as you can. Run it, win third down, get possession time where it should be and where it's not been. Why is it tough against that defense?
This is a historically bad defense, Bob, so it might be hard not to score.
Okay. I mean, big plays, to me, the best way to stop their offense is not to let them have the ball. Just hold it as much as you can. But I get what you're saying. If you break a coverage, all of a sudden there's a 90-yard play and it's a one-play drive, you'll take that. I get it. But then your defense has got to do the job.
I think I read that you have to go back to the 60s to find a defense worse than the Cincinnati Bengals right now. So when there's a team that says – when you hear somebody say this defense is really bad. No, this defense is really bad for the Bengals.
I mean, it's horrifying.
Offense needed.
That last game, I'm not sure I remembered a defense that had a worse pass rush than the Bengals against the Steelers that day. I mean, it was pathetic. Did they even did they lay a hand on Rodgers the whole game?
I don't think so. He had the four touchdowns, and pretty much that's why he's going to have a big bounce back week this week. It's just a matter of what their defense can do.
How about Asante Samuel Jr., Mark? What do you think of that?
Well, I'm guessing that he had multiple opportunities to go to other organizations, but felt he had the best chance to play right away here. I'm sure he's on the practice squad here right now just to see how he is in what type of physical condition he's in until they make a move. If Slay is out, which you would anticipate he would be, he wouldn't pass protocol, and obviously Trice has not been activated yet. You're going to need somebody, so I could see him be a Saturday call from the practice squad if he shows throughout the week that he's just, you know, take two reps and is just winded. So, yeah, I mean, he's a guy that's a pretty good cornerback in this league, although it's, you know, at that spinal fusion.
Yeah.
But you would imagine that the Steelers had pretty much good medical info on him since their team doctor is also the one who performed that surgery.
I also think it's tough, though, coming back from one of those kind of surgeries. Again, anytime you hear the word spine, I don't like that word when it's talking about injuries. But he's got to then, in his mind, play the way he's supposed to play with reckless abandon, even though he knows he had that surgery and even though you knew you were cleared. You know what I mean? It's like you got to warm up to that, I think. You can't just jump right in and expect – it's just a natural phenomenon, isn't it, Joe? I mean, when you have something like that, you don't just go right back into it. You got to see, you know, take a few hits, see how that goes.
Yeah, I would think.
But to me, if he can cover, that's all I care. If he wants to run out of bounds instead of making a tackle, I don't care at this point.
Give us a prediction, big boy.
Wow, I've been wrong like every single week here. You think Flacco
what's your
can
over
possibly
and under? Start
do
there.
With,
over and under 49.
You're really going out on a limb with that prediction. Come on, give us a prediction.
Over.
Over
it's 49. Hard, man. Everything you think of, it goes the opposite. I picked the Steelers to win. I just don't know if Flacco can do it another week. I think just because they're coming off a horrifying defeat here and they're playing an awful defense, it might be high scoring, but I think they find a way to win this game 41-40.
Wow. I think it's going to go the other way, Bob. Like last year, they played that 44-38 game in Cincy. Then they came here, and it was a defensive battle.
It was a lack of offensive battle. It was just not much of anything.
We'll never forget Artie bringing in a frozen Cordarrelle Patterson for a 2nd-and-5 and a 3rd-and-5 carry, and then keeping him in there for pass protection and having him blow that too. Remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of what I thought of when I saw Caleb Johnson in the game last week. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that.
Hey, we got Pitt playing at noon. And the Steelers playing 24 hours later.
Field should be in good shape. Yeah. Should be in good shape, Bob, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and then it's supposed to rain, I think, either Saturday night or Sunday morning. So we'll see what that impacts it at all.
Might be the under now.
Is McAfee, he's part of college game day, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll
he's
be
the
there.
Centerpiece.
What has he told you about this? You work for him, Mark. Is he excited?
Tell me what?
Coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I believe they're coming. He normally comes on Friday to do his show from, say, Acrisure. I'm not quite sure where that's going to be at this Friday, honestly. So he'll be here Friday.
Will you go out with him Friday night for a little while?
Man, my name's not Nick Saban.
No, they'll be hanging out together?
Friday night. No, I'll be on with Pony and Muller. Come on.
Well, yeah, that's right. Now, the Saban McAfee dynamic's interesting, isn't it, Bob? It's hard for me to tell if he's entertained by him or if he's like, "How did my career sink to this?"
I get that feeling too. Sometimes I think he likes him too, but there's a time when you look at his face, and you say, "What's he doing?" You know, and McAfee can go off when he starts singing fight songs for the different teams.
Oh, he got Belichick to loosen up last year too, though.
Yeah. Belichick, though, away from football, can loosen up.
Do you communicate with from the McAfee show? The man himself or others?
I communicate with all. They're all good dudes.
Well, when you send your story in and when you talk about topics, is there someone that you communicate with?
Yeah, my buddy Tone Diggs.
Tone Diggs?
Are you pretty much free to do whatever you want in terms of topics?
Yeah, well, there's not very regimented Put it this way, Joe. There's no back wall at the Trib at the McAfee show.
Can you go out for steak?
With the line of 17 editors and 14 managing editors and 14 city editors. And
did they give you an unlimited expense account for L.A.?
Oh, speaking of L.A., what a mere home that was.
I saw your feed, and I saw how many delays you had, and I saw everything. It's just the way it is. But you went to Chicago, of all places, which just got hit with snow.
No, there was no snow. It wasn't the snow. I don't know what it was. There was no snow on the ground when I was there. The plane was in Nashville, and they don't tell you nothing, Bob. They just string you along so you don't go.
Right. In 45-minute intervals.
And go somewhere else.
Right.
Yes. Just push it. They did it 11 times.
But
11.
Can you get whatever food you want, though, in L.A.?
Yes. I try going the cheap end because I'm a cheap skate.
Bob, I'd be getting surf and turf, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You should do that. I think McAfee would really appreciate the fact that you went out on the town and spent big.
I agree.
The great Phil Maines, the CFO, always yells at me for not, sitting in coach and going to the Ramada.
Oh, my. If they're going to give you the money, then fly first class, stay in great hotels, and go surf and turf with Dessert Bob, right?
And absolutely. Bring some for us.
Hey, you know.
And bring some for
us. You know
who's
on my flight on the way out, sitting in first class?
Who?
The great Dejan Kovacevic.
Was he? In first class? Here's what you should do. You should be like Gertie at training camp when they had surf and turf the last day. He'd take doggy bags home. You should bring us back food on the McAfee show.
Norm would say, you remember Norm Varga, he'd always say, I got two kids at home.
So he'd take food from camp?
Yeah, Gertie, the great Gertie, used to put cold cuts in the plastic in a paper bag from the training camp and bring it back. And he didn't have a refrigerator in his dorm room when we stayed up there. So I'm like, you just got like warm bologna sitting here. I wouldn't even do that.
Bob, the last day at Steeler camp in Latrobe, they used to, I don't know if they still do, it was surf and turf.
Oh, they have
steak and lobster, and Gertie would walk out of there. Piled up with to-go boxes. It was incredible.
I know we've had some photographers, they shall remain nameless, who do the same. You don't get those opportunities very often. So,
then
I always get a kick, and this question comes up a lot. You're just going to throw that food away, right? And the answer is yes. I guess they have to, right? They can't
give
it.
And I'll take 30 burgers home and freeze them. Thank you, big boy. Wait, what's your prediction on the game?
He said 41-40.
Oh, yeah, sorry. See you, buddy.
No, right. It'll be 7-4.
There he goes.
Mark
Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.